Earth, sky.
When we looked at the scientific literature on climate extremes and disasters, one of the things that jumps out most prominently is that essentially every part of the world is subject to some kind of climate-related risk. In some areas, the big risks are associated with lack of water, with droughts. In other areas, they're associated with too much water, with risks that generate floods. And in other areas, the primary concerns are more temperatures that are too high. The really striking thing is that there's the potential for climate extremes to occur everywhere, and there's the potential for disasters to occur everywhere.
You're listening to ecologist Chris Field of the Carnegie Institution for Science at Stanford University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Field is a lead author of a 2012 IPCC special report on risks from extreme weather fueled by climate change. The report says that weather extremes linked to climate change, such as droughts, flood, and heat waves, have been on the rise over the past 50 years. Chris Field spoke more about the IPCC report with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
What are the main findings of this latest report by the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change? And it looked at risks to people worldwide from extreme weather caused by climate change.
The first is that we know from looking at thousands of scientific papers that climate extremes are increasing, some important extremes, and that includes extremes of high temperature, extremes in the length and severity of droughts, extremes in the amount of precipitation that's falling in the heaviest events, and extremes that are associated with high sea level. The second thing we know from the report is that economic losses from these extreme events have increased. The evidence is that the losses have increased mainly as a result of increased exposure, how much stuff is in harm's way. And the third thing we learn from the analysis is that there are really a lot of steps that can be taken, steps can be taken now that aren't necessarily very expensive, that can make a big difference in both the risk of disasters and in the consequence of disasters once they occur.
Dr. Field, would you step back a minute with us and talk about this connection between what humans do to put greenhouse gases into the atmosphere and how that ultimately causes global warming, climate change, and how that is connected to extreme weather. Speak to this connection. What do scientists know about it?
We have known for more than a century that heat-trapping gases, carbon dioxide, methane, and other compounds, tend to trap heat that's released from the Earth's surface, and that extra heat that's trapped in the system tends to stay there and make the temperature warmer. As a result of climate science research over the last century, there is a very strong case now that's been developed that demonstrates the underlying physical mechanisms and demonstrates that the extra heat-trapping gases that have been emitted into the atmosphere actually have resulted in much of the temperature increase that we've seen. The link between greenhouse gases and warming is very, very strong. The link between warming and climate extremes has two components, and this is still an area where the research is newer and where some things are very well understood and some things are much less understood. There are essentially two kinds of mechanisms that can lead to a link between a warming climate and an increase in extremes. One is just if you shift the average temperature up, there's the expectation that you will get more high temperatures and more extreme high temperatures. It's a little difficult to describe this without being able to step to a blackboard, but you know, we can think of temperatures as kind of falling into a bell curve. And if we have a lot of temperatures that occur close to the average, and we have a few temperatures that occur at extreme highs and a few that occur at extreme lows. With global warming, if we shift that whole bell curve toward higher temperatures, we actually end up with a lot more temperatures at the high end and a lot less at the low end. And so simply warming the climate will result in more high temperature extremes. Another mechanism that's important is that a climate system that's warmer essentially has more energy in it, more energy that's pushing air masses around, more energy that's evaporating water into the atmosphere. And that energy tends to, I think of it as kind of squirt out in unexpected ways. And what the climate models consistently indicate is that a more energetic climate, a warmer climate, has more variability on all time scales. And you see that variability in extremes, extremes of high precipitation, low precipitation, strong storms, things like that.
Is it meaningful to ask whether global warming causes these a specific extreme event, like a heat wave or a hurricane?
It's a really good question. And it's a difficult question to answer, mainly because the climate system has a lot of variability in it as a result of the natural function. And what we're doing with global warming is we're changing the variability and we're changing the mean. In science, we can be relatively confident that we're seeing a change in, for example, the probability of a heat wave. One of the conclusions from our recent report is that if we stay on the warming trajectory that we're now on over much of the world, what's currently the hottest condition every 20 years could become the hottest condition in every 2 years, a tenfold increase in the probability of these extreme high temperature events. And that we can say with statistical confidence. If we look at any single heat wave, we could say, well, there's a statistical probability that climate change contributed to that, but we're not at the stage yet where we could, with high confidence, say this heat wave was a consequence of global warming and this one wasn't. We're looking at changes in the probabilities, changes in the risks, but not a high confidence diagnosis of individual events as either being caused by or not caused by climate change. It's very similar to, for example, the risk of driving on a car with bald tires. You know that having bald tires increase the risk of an accident, but it would be hard to say with 100% confidence that if an accident occurs, it was a consequence of the bald tires and not a consequence of the driver being tired, of some distraction or something else. You know, I think that if there's a key message from the report, it's exactly that. If you know the risk is changing, the smart thing to do is to take precautions.
You've been listening to Chris Field, director of the Carnegie Institution's Department of Global Ecology at Stanford University. For this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.